Before we begin, are there any requests to remove items from the consent calendar? Don't think so. Okay, so we'll deal with the full consent calendar when that comes. All right, then item number 1294, please.
Request of Lightning Rethink Lab to address council regarding mission statement pertaining to Lightning Healing Man.
Good morning.
Good morning. Actually, I represent today Lightning Humanitarian PDX. One of the things I wanted to, and my name is Lightning, one of the things I wanted to discuss is Police Chief Reese mentioned a project in San Antonio. It's a large homeless campus. It sits on 35 acres, approximately 1,000 units. And their thinking is that this is a great plan to have something like that, kind of a campus-type style to where people on the sidewalks or throughout the community that are homeless can actually go to this location. The 1,000 units that they currently have there are drug-free now. And they also have alongside the facility to where people with addictions can also stay there too, but they're outside. Now, I like the overall concept of this. And again, I've mentioned Wapato, which is facility with 18 acres that we spent $50 million on. I think this would be a good project to look at what they're doing in San Antonio and also look at Wapato. But one of the concerns I have on their plan is that with people with drug addictions, they want to have them actually outside in a separate location. I've talked to Multnomah County Health Department on this, and I want a little more research. What is the best treatment for people with drug addictions? Is it actually having them outside or in some form of housing? My belief is housing is healthier. I want this to be looked at a little bit closer. There was also recently a development project they're talking about doing in Northwest Portland to demolish a building. And a lot of the people against having the building demolished were saying that they have enough units over there. Although there were people around the building that are currently sleeping outside, we're going to demolish. Our focus when we're looking at these type of developments is the people outside need to be in housing. That is a state of emergency. We need to develop more units. And until we can have people get up and testify and say, we have nobody out along the sidewalks, we have nobody along this building, we have nobody down the street that is homeless, we need to build more units. We do not have a surplus of units at this time. All the data states otherwise. Our vacancy factors are falling below 4 to 3%. That is not a surplus of units. We need to continue to build more units. We need to continue to house people. Every project out there must be looked at to benefit the overall community, and the homeless population must be looked at first to decide what we're going to do with some of these properties. And in my mind, it overrides everything else. We need to get the homeless into housing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.